Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's find out about the Competition Commission and why they are getting involved with school uniform prices. Speaking to me right now is Teo Bolela Makanga. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Compliments on the new season.
And to you too. May it be a successful, healthy and prosperous 2022. Teo Bolela, why is the Competition Commission getting involved with the price of school uniforms?
Well, as far back as 2010, the Commission has been working very closely with the Department of Education, having received complaints from parents, guardians, as well as emerging suppliers, really raising an issue of the cost of purchasing and procurement of uniform, but also the exclusionary and anti-competitive conduct, which also included what we call evergreen supplier contracts that we even exceed 50 years. And we said we needed to get involved, understand how the market operates. And out of our findings, we felt that it was not a fair competitive practice that parents were forced to buy uniforms from one supplier. And we felt also that there needed to be some changes in terms of how uniform and other additional learning material are purchased by parents. And this we do really to protect the vulnerable consumers and customers.
Fascinating. What I find so surprising is that, you know, if you look at your big retailers, they all sell grey pants, which boys are required to wear to school. What you're talking about is not that. You're talking about somebody who started their own business making school uniforms and contracted to a specific school. Is that correct?
That is correct. And you sometimes wonder if there is no collusive behavior on the part of the school. But though we did not really have a finding on this, but we said we needed to put together guidelines, a framework that would apply across all schools, be it private, be it a public school, be it a church-owned school. That uniform must be as generic as possible so that it is obtainable and accessible to all. And you are correct. There is no need for a grey pants, pair of socks, a white shirt or maize shirt or a blue shirt, that it should be sold from one supplier. Yes, we know that there are sentimental items to store, but we are saying there must be a mix in the bag because this is, you know, increasing and escalating costs to parents, but also it is an exclusionary conduct, which is really a contravention in terms of the Competition Act.
So interesting. Because, I mean, does Competition Commission look at opportunities? So, for example, in a very rural school, you might have somebody who has said, well, you know what, we don't have any of these big mega stores around us. I will start a little business from about the community. We'll make a donation to the school, but we will supply, we will get all the different sizes of sports uniforms, school uniforms, blazers, T-shirts, whatever it is that that's needed. Does the Competition Commission look at that, or will you be looking at that and coming up with policies that will include those people as well?
Absolutely. This is about inclusivity,
yes,
both in terms of accessibility for parents to purchase this uniform, but also in terms of creating business opportunities for emerging suppliers. I indicated earlier that one of the most prominent complainants on this matter was emerging suppliers to say, we are not being given opportunities because of these evergreen 50-year, 100-year-old contracts with schools. And we said, we are doing away with this. The guidelines that the Commission has published together with the Department of Education is saying there must be, if the school must appoint a supplier, there must be a competitive bidding process that is open to all. And we are no longer going to have what we call exclusive agreements if you must get into a supplier agreement, and they must be limited to at least 5 years. So they should not exceed 5 years. So to ensure that there is a rotation in terms of availing these opportunities to SMMEs as well as other suppliers who are not necessarily that one supplier that has got an evergreen contract with a specific school.
Thank you very, very much. That is unfortunately where we leave it. Siobhelela Makhanga, Competition Commission spokesperson, thank you so much. It has been really lovely speaking to you. You're an excellent interview. So I wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Have a great
day. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.